The stars are out and the moon shines bright.
It's another night for us dreamers.
Let's share the cool evening breeze and the night sky. Hey everyone! Welcome to the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars. Brought to you by the Hope Project UP Manila.
We are camping buddies, Rina, the seeker,
Juja, the teller,
and Ali, the follower.
And just like any camping trip, we need a place to settle in and set our tents.
And we're back after that refreshing flashback from the last episode. Grabe, I can't imagine how far THP has grown in just 6 years, right?
Oo nga, Julia, eh. From 4 founding members, we're now growing to over 100. And I heard we're about to welcome our new Hope Scouts to join us, giving hope to the kids and the kids at heart.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And from when I joined first, I saw how much we grew in terms of the number of applicants and our projects. There's always new projects every year.
I agree. Of course, as THP grows, so does our members. So some things really do just get better with time.
Yeah.
I remember ako when I was a Hope Scout pa lang. So I became a THP when I was a freshie. And now that I'm already on my sophomore year, I continue to grow fond of this organization and its values. And I'm proud to be part of a group na it continues to find ways to spread hope to everyone and especially for our kids. So ikaw naman, Julia, ano kwentong THP mo?
Yes, kwentong THP. Yeah, I think most of us, we started out as a freshie. I did. And I think I was a diver. Ata yun yung tawag sa batch namin. So I just want to share, I just think na we include THP talaga in our college life. So I started as a freshie, and for sure until fourth year, that's already a given. So about 4 or 5 years I'm in THP, and
given na yun.
Yeah, diba? You can't just like leave. It's you're attached to it, and we love it so much. And we take the best of our experiences from THP, and I'm sure even after we graduate and face the real world. So all of us will be eventually nearing the end of our college life, but we'll always remember that giving hope transcends any time.
Yeah, for me, THP really grows on you, no? Talking about this, it makes me wonder, ano ba yung life as a fresh THP graduate?
Diba? Same. Actually, I think you guys, our listeners, are wondering the same thing. So that's why joining us today, we have a very special guest. Let's give a warm welcome to Ms. Alexa Danio. She was our former VP for Finance in year 2019. And she is a BA Developmental Studies graduate. Hello, Alexa!
Hi!
Welcome, Alexa. To start off this episode with you, what's been keeping you busy this quarantine?
Actually, I'm in law school right now, UST Law. Yeah, so I'm gonna say na it's kind of hectic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really different from college. As in, nakakagulat siya. It's really different. Wala rin kaming orgs pa. And the fact na it's really hard to make friends online. So yeah, the community in UPM is really different from what I'm experiencing right now in UST. Pero okay naman siya. It's fun. There are days naman na masaya.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to say I'm so happy for you na you got into UST Law. It's so exciting. I hope everything's okay with, with your classes. You said na wala pang orgs. So yeah, we're so glad na you decided to join us today, and as much as possible, keep in touch pa rin with THP. I think with that, we can have like a little throwback session right now. For you, what was the last project you participated in before the lockdown?
I think it's the selling of the dolls for the dance.
Oh yeah, the dance.
I think that was my last. And the t-shirts. Yeah, nag-distribute ata kami ng t-shirts for second sem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that was my last project.
I'm sure you miss all of that now. I'll go on
YouTube. Yeah, action.
Yeah, I was gonna ask ikaw, Barina, what do you remember yung like pinaka last na project na you joined?
Oh, I was planning, what do you call this? Like the immersion into an org. I was planning that with Ate Patty noon. So that was right before the quarantine. So we were planning all this. Tapos biglang, wala na. But it's okay. How about you, Juja? What was
I
your last
stage? Same din for Dance for Hope. I was in the Lodge Creatives. Basta yung mga set design. And we were already planning to canvas for yung mga props, ganun. We're ready to go to the Visaria na. Tapos, yeah.
I remember we had a DP shoot for this.
Yeah, I didn't even get a picture. Did you guys? Were you guys able to get one?
I was able to.
And I mean, events ni THP. We have CLPs, Hope Express, mm-hmm. game nights. So, Alexa, my question for you is, what keeps you attached to these events?
It's cliche to say, but probably the kids. Kasi diba parang motto ng Hope is like always and always for the kids. So that's probably one of the reasons that keeps me motivated to join the projects back when I was a member. You know, you would interact with these children sa hospital visits and it's hard not to grow attached to them. And you kind of want to do, not naman everything, but you kind of want to do things that would help them, that would make them happy, things like that.
Yeah, of course, it's always the kids now.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Nina. So, Alexa, yes. you were a VP for Finance back in 2019. And I'm sure you've been able to become one of the organizers of a specific event, whether under your department or you know, the other departments. You know, as organizers, syempre, everything's for the kids. As, you know, that's our motto. What could you say is like, what are the important factors that an event should have so that, you know, it could be the best event for the kids?
I would say the members. I think it's really important na majority, if not all, majority of the members would participate in the events or attend the events para mas maging meaningful. Because it's kind of hard na mag-flow ng maayos yung event if auntie lang yung mag-a-attend. So, I have to say na it's really in the members. How do you say this? Sila yung bubuhay ng event itself for the kids na.
Yeah, I agree na it starts within the members. So, do you think that there's a certain THP experience every member should go through? Would you recommend an experience for a THP?
The hospital visit.
Yeah, I agree.
For me, it's the most important. And I think it's the real essence of our org. And to be honest, I think yun yung pinaham na mimiss ko sa whole project. And now that I've graduated.
So, ayan. So, our future TH peeps can take note and have something to look forward to next.
Yes,
hospital visit.
I agree. And aside from, you know, the events and all the fun parties, that's definitely a must for everyone. But the hospital visits, it really exposes you talaga to reality, right? And, you know, sobrang sayang talaga na this, because of the pandemic, this SEM, or we just haven't been able to visit the kids, and we're not sure when the next hospital visit would be. Speaking of hospital visits, I think this calls for another throwback. Can you take us to your most memorable or any hospital visit that you'd want to share with us?
I think it was my first hospital. No. It's my second hospital visit ever. During the second one, I saw the same kid from my first hospital visit, but hindi ko siya partner for that day. So during the second one, even if hindi ko siya partner for the first time, inaasar niya ako from afar. He was around,
cute.
I think, 4 years old, 3 years
sweet.
Old. His name is Renzi. And then during the second visit, I made sure that he was my partner. And during the time na we were playing, as in he was very sweet and he was funny. He's very funny. He likes acting as a magician. So he would make me close my eyes and then papahanap niya sa akin yung tinago niyang crayons and stuff like that.
Wow! Na-XP talaga, ganun.
Don't commit hospital visit. Yeah. And then kung ano-anong ipapadrawing niya sa akin, things like that. And then I think it helps also na yung guardian niya is also very nice. It was the grandmother and his mom. And they were very nice and they were playing along with us, ganun. I think he became comfortable in my presence that he didn't want me to leave. I was kind of attached to Renzi.
Yeah.
So during the third hospital visit, he was there and he wanted me to be partners with him again. So yeah, so I think yung second talaga because it formed my relationship with him.
Oh, that's so cute talaga. Can I ask, in what hospital was this or what beneficiary was this?
I think it was CI.
Ah, CI. Oh, that's so nice. And I like how you mentioned their guardians because they play a big role na rin, I noticed. Because diba, sometimes when we visit, medyo nahihiya yung mga bata. Because we come in groups, diba? So we enter. Tapos syempre nahihiya rin sila. But then I noticed na their moms or their dads or whoever they're with, na-encourage sila na mag-interact.
I think it's heartwarming to see yung parents and guardians nila. How do you say this? Parang they're so into it.
Yeah,
parang may tumutulong, gano'n.
No.
I think it's important rin to form a connection with the guardians.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. With that, can you share to us how this sit-in experience with Renzi, how did it help you grow as a person?
Honestly, I'm really not fond of kids. I mean, it's funny because I'm an only child. Tapos,
yeah.
And of course, I have younger cousins, but I wasn't really that. I don't play with them because I'm not fond of kids. Ayoko yung makukulit, ganon. But there's something kasi with, back in high school, kasi we had this interaction with Fed in Antipolo. There's something that attaches me to kids who need more support than those na
them.
So I think my interaction with Renzi and my other hospital visits, they made me not take for granted my younger cousins. So something like that. Parang because of this, I learned to appreciate them more. I did form a closer bond with them. As in, and I learned to have patience with kids because of Hope. I realized my hate, not hate, but like the way I dislike kids.
Yeah.
Parang immature on my part. Na parang I hate them because makulit sila. When in fact, they're actually blessings. Kasi they're great stress relievers, ganon. And
true.
In a sense, they are really the ones who would help you get through a stressful day, ganon.
That's true, and I'm glad that you mentioned na you admitted na you're not fond of kids. Cause I as well, I'm not fond of, like, exactly what you said. Yung makakulit, I really do admit na it may get on my nerves sometimes. But like what you said, it's a game changer. You know, it changes your perspective on how they act, makes you more patient, and it makes you realize how special they are for you. Like, even if they're not your family members, they play a special role in your life. You kind of already answered this, but I was gonna ask, there's just something about these kids, what makes them so special? And I just wanna ask Naren, what are you gonna miss the most about them?
I think what makes this kid so special is probably their outlook in life. Parang they're also positive no matter what happens. You know, like, even if even if nasa CI ako, you know, I mean, I think we all know this. It's kind of sad going inside CI.
Yes.
You know, I think you can see the, sometimes you can see the sadness and pain in,
yeah,
in their guardians and parents. Yeah. But then there's something about these kids na parang hindi nila dinadamdam yung whatever they're going through. They're still smiling despite,
yeah,
despite what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, mm-hmm, parang they're willing to play. And like, if they could jump, they would jump. Ganon,
so,
right?
So, like, no, it's not a hindrance to them.
Yes.
Their outlook is so positive talaga online.
Yes. So, I think this is what makes good these kids special. Yeah, I think we can learn a lot from them. Na parang these hindrances won't stop them from being happy, from choosing to be happy, from choosing to look at the brighter side of things. So I think that's another thing that I will miss about them and about the org itself. Sometimes talaga parang sobrang stress reliever ng hospital visits because, you know, yung pagod ka na sa readings back in college or like kami nung pagod kami sa thesis, yeah, but then we would just go to the hospital visits and then you would see them smiling and things like that. And pag nakikita mo silang nakangiti na, and once they are playing with you, parang it eases the burden from their like, parents as well. Kasi parang nakikita mo, natutuwa na rin yung parents, things like
that. Yeah, like nawawala talaga lahat, no?
Yeah.
So ayun, from hearing your stories, being at THP really lets us see the world through their eyes, no? The kids' eyes. And even if it's just for hours lang yung hospital visit, at the end of the day, we're left with the most memorable moments of our lives. So with that, being with the kids and being a THP, how did it influence your values, your everyday life, and yung mga views mo? So this is like in a deeper sense.
Okay, so like I said, we can learn a lot from these kids with their positive outlook in life. So, especially now, in this pandemic, parang it's kind of hard to be positive because we never know when it's gonna end, things like that. And first half of my quarantine, I was quarantined with my younger cousins because I was in my grandparents. One thing I've learned from Hope Project, how it influenced me is parang, yun nga, parang to be more patient with my cousins. I did form a closer bond with them. Actually, parang naging super close ako sa kanila because of that. And then, parang natutunan ko sa kids is parang, even if you're going through a tough time, it doesn't hurt to smile. It doesn't hurt to laugh naman. Parang ganun. Even if we're going through a lot, I'm still trying to maintain a positive outlook on life. I'm still trying to parang hindi magpadala with what's happening right now. It has also helped me mentally. Parang I'm trying not to focus on the negative things, but more on the positive things and what I can look forward in the future. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yung mga kids, like until now, they're still our rays of sunshine talaga. Would you like to say anything to our junior and fresh TH peeps? Yung parang advice?
Think, make Hope Project as your oasis in the desert. Like that. Yung Hope Project, it's always gonna be there for you if you're going through. Hindi ko sinasabi na it's gonna heal you from whatever you're going through, but it would help you a lot. If you can, if wala nang quarantine, my advice talaga is to go to hospital visits.
Yeah. What I like about THP is that we're situated in right in the middle of Manila. And, you know, there's all these things surrounding us, academics, and all these external factors that, you know, bothers us. So, yung sa THP, like, when we go on hospital visits, those are moments of silence and bonding. Yes. So, it's very heartwarming talaga. So, thank you for the advice, Alexa. So, some things really come to an end, but the moments and hopes we share will always be in our hearts talaga. And it guides us through our everyday lives. So, patapos na. So, this is the part where we share our acronyms, Juja.
Okay. So, this acronym is what we make so we can share what we learned. And for me, what really stuck to me, okay, my acronym is LFK, which is Learn From Kids. Kasi, we may not know it, but I feel like we learn much more than what they learn from us. Does that make sense? Like, we can get so much more. Like, diba, we visit them, we do everything for them. But it's good to remember na we can learn from them. They could set an example, especially with our outlook on life. Like we said, they're always positive, they're always happy, and it's really an inspiration and motivation for me. So how about Irina?
Yeah, so I think my acronym for this, or like the more of an idea, ililift ko na lang siya from THP, which is Hope From Home. Kasi from this episode, like, yun nga, we're in quarantine, we can't really be with the kids. Pero the lessons that we learn from them, yun nga, learn from the kids, they really stay with ya, and they continue to provide hope for us. So in THP, it's more of the kids actually helping us out than us helping them. Because sila talaga yung source ng, yeah, ng saya. And us TH peeps, we love what we do. So yeah. So Alexa, what gives you hope right now?
It doesn't have to be like anything. What gives you hope right now?
Yeah, what gives you hope?
I think my dream of becoming a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh. Tignan nyo, may lawyer na yung PHP.
Yes. Oh, Alexa, I'm so excited for you. I really claiming it na right now. You're definitely gonna become a lawyer. And PHP supports you. We all support you.
Thank you.
So, thank you for sharing what gives you hope right now at this time. Yeah, that's where our episode ends.
Yeah, Juju and I had a great time with you, Alexa. You really helped us experience a better THP life from your stories.
So, thanks. Okay. I had fun as well.
Yay! All right. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in to our next episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
It's been a long and inspiring night for us, everyone. It's time to rest and prepare for another day. Again, this has been Juja, the teller,
Rina, the seeker,
and Ali, the follower. Tune back in next week for another episode of the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars.
To find out more about us, you can check out the Hope Project UP Manila on our social media platforms, link in the description. Always
and always
for the kids.
Bye! Bye.